Stuart, beaten for the first time since October on the road. I know you won't be happy with the first 45 minutes, but what's your reaction overall?
I think the reaction is you can't give two goals away and expect to win a game, really. We actually started the game quite well. You know, we saw the pitch in decent nick. We had a couple of little moves, and I don't know how many corners we had first half, but obviously that would have signed... That would have signed, obviously, you win corners, you're getting up their end and playing some stuff, and we were. But we lose such a poor goal. You know, we showed them, the lads the other day, McDonald likes to get in behind. He's got two or three goals like that this season. I don't know if Reuven's starting position is a little bit deep, and there's a bit of hesitation between goalie and centre half, and the boys nipped in, and it's such a blow and a lift to them. But we said at half time, and then I think in the first half, you know, they were turning us, we were giving free kicks away, it was a stop start, bitty game, couldn't get his foot on the ball.
Had a couple of chances, didn't they? So maybe a little bit fortunate, although we hit the post to go in 1-0.
Well, we hit the bar, didn't we? Yeah. Killer hit the bar, flush on. And they've had two chances. Reuven's had to make two saves. So yeah, we're coming at our time, and you know, we've got to start winning your battle, certainly middle of the park.
Did you read the riot act? Because there was certainly they were sent out early, and you've not lost your rag quite that many times on the road. But was it a little bit heated?
See, the way they played after the goal, sometimes difficult to play against. But you still, if they are turning it round or we're going up and it's landing, we've got to be first to it middle of the park. We're second to a lot of balls today, which is unlike us, and we were sloppy in certain things. But yeah, we come out second half. Really, because we're sort of coming down the slope a little bit, want us easier for them just to keep turning in behind us. And you know, when it went to 1-1, you know, it evened up a little bit, but I still felt, even at 2-1 down, I still felt we could go on and win it like we did last season, you know, with the pressure we were putting on them. I mean, Lawsies hits the inside of post, it rolls along the line, and right at the end, Thompson hits the angle of the bar and post, and now that's not going in, I'll never know. So, I think we're unfortunate in that respect, you know, when you do that. But the two goals we've given away are really difficult to... Oh, well, they're poor goals, aren't they? So, lick his wounds. Have a look at it again. They're in tomorrow, the boys, and we just have to go on Boxing Day and try to get a victory.
I know it's hard not to criticise a player, but obviously Reuven's going to be disappointed, particularly with the second goal. What's he said in the dressing room?
Oh, we win and lose as a team. Yeah, I mean, we didn't say anything, Reuven, we just had a...
He knows, doesn't he?
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I think anyone, when they make mistakes, be it a centre-forward if he misses an opening goal, or somebody misses a penalty, or a goalie makes a mistake, or a centre-half, whatever it may be, yeah, of course you know. Sometimes you don't need telling when it's an error like
probably
that.
Probably avoiding you when you walked in.
Well, it's... Fortunately, them things happen in football, and they happen at the top level. But it was just at a key stage of the game where... No, they were coming back into it, but we were still looking a real threat. We were getting some great areas and putting pressure on, putting some good balls in. They were some of them were just inches away from getting a touch on, and we just couldn't find that elusive goal. And then to lose a goal like we did again, it sucked us a little bit out of us, which it would. But the last 15 minutes, and obviously they've had a couple of breakaways in the end. But the last 15 minutes is like the Alamo, and we just couldn't find that goal.
You made the change, Tim Dean came and did actually quite well, Tim, didn't he? But were you thinking maybe of that change before they scored? Did you think about maybe changing it?
That change, because of the midfield, it wasn't a game of football in midfield, it was a game of second balls. And the boy, they brought the boy Abdu in there, and that's what he does, ex-Millwall, he gets about and gets foot in and gets a toe in and physically. And it wasn't a day for Reevesy, really. And so, you know, Tim coming there with a bit more physical presence. And at one stage we were going to bring Shea and Amari on, but I mean, Taylor were looking a threat all the time, you know, every time he picked the ball up, and Charlie, and so we got Shea up alongside him, we ended up having so many all forwards ahead, hence that's how they have a little chance later on, because we've just got, I think, nine men in their box. And I certainly think the second half performance merited a point, but you know, it's disappointing to lose in the manner we have.
Yeah, you need a little bit luck in football. You mentioned Kilgallen, and then the inside of the post for Nicky. It's a whisker away. And did you think the Thompson effort had gone in?
From our angle, you'll have had a great view from it. From our angle, he struck it sweet as a knot, and we think it went in. You know, well, we thought it was going in, and for it to hit the post, and I think the angle didn't hit post bar and came out. think just some of that little bit of luck we didn't have today in front of goal, but it still don't take away, you know, we give them too many opportunities, would have said. I thought McDonald and Taylor were a handful all game, but certainly first half we didn't really cope with them as well as we should have done.
It's been a terrific run away from home, and I know they all come to an end, but you know, we've been great on the road. It's always going to come unstuck at some point, and today was the day.
You know, we highlighted that. You know, we know now we've lost the three of the sides in the bottom four, and that just shows if you're not at it from the first whistle. You know, it was a spirited effort in the last, you know, the second half, really. And it's a blow, as I say, to lose the goals we did. But that's, you know, you can't keep winning all the time. So it's how we bounce back now. We've got three huge games. Obviously, we've got Boxing Day game, and then we have to look to. Look at the squad, because obviously Don Paulin's going to be missing for, I think, probably 3 weeks.
What's the issue with him?
Hamstring.
He's killing
it in
the
game. Yeah. Knight Percival is probably still a doubt for Boxing Day, although he's improving every day. We'll have a look at him tomorrow. But then we've still got a few out, haven't we, at the minute? So, but we'll regroup and have a look at him tomorrow. And then look forward to putting in a strong performance in at home.
Yeah, and obviously you'd be absolutely desperate. It was going to be a big game against Peterborough on Boxing Day, but even more important now, that reaction, you want it on Boxing Day.
Yeah, of course, you do, and the players do. You know, they're as disappointed as we all are. It's good that we've got another game coming so quickly.
And I know it's probably not the right time, but I'm sure you'd like to wish everybody happy Christmas. Yeah. You'd probably spoil the Christmas just a bit, including your own, Stuart. Well, I know you're as sick as the rest.
Yeah, but you know, we've got a chance to hopefully make a good Boxing Day and a good rest of the season. You know, we're going to go through the season losing games. That's natural. We're in a good position where we're really pleased where we are. I think that showed today. Then, you know, if we're not all at it, you know, and we've only got two or three at it, you know, first half, then, you know, we're going to get done, and we did. So, you know, the first half performance, and obviously the two poor goals we've let in have been the reason. But we showed spirit and fight and desire, you know, in the last bit, and, you know, I think certainly we deserve to get a goal in that period. But we never. So we'll look forward to hopefully cheering everyone up on Boxing Day.